Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
And the topic that came up in a very organic fashion, Ed, we're going to do it on air.
Oh, absolutely.
Your best, your favorite, not best, favorite. Your favorite player all time from each NFL team. And again, I specify it's not the best. It's your favorites all time, which means it could be current, but all time. All right, start off with the Buffalo Bills. Your favorite Buffalo Bill of all time.
And this is the oddest pick of all. It's funny because we had to start with them. Steve Tasker.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going with Thurman Thomas.
Yeah.
Miami Dolphins.
That was between Mercury Morris and Nick Bonacani. I'll go Mercury Morris.
Mine is a little strange. I'm going Mark Clayton.
Okay.
New England Patriots.
Tom Brady, hands down.
I go cut Tom Brady. It's been stupid to go not to go. Yeah. I'm going to surprise you, I think, with the Jets. Who's your favorite Jets of all time?
I'm going with the first 4,000-yard passer in the NFL, the man who forced the merge. I'm going with Joe Namath.
Mine is Freeman McNeil.
I love Freeman McNeil. there were so many Jets, it was hard for me. But I don't think people realize it took 12 years for somebody to break Namath's 4,000-yard record. Yeah. People forget how good he was.
Oh, and that was Dan Fouts, right?
Yeah, it was Dan Fouts.
Yep. Yeah. Houston Texans.
J.J. Watt.
Deshaun Watson. Yeah. Indianapolis Colts.
Bruce Laird.
Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
Jacksonville Jaguars.
MJ. Maurice Jones-Drew.
Mine is Keenan McCardell.
Okay.
Tennessee Titans.
Well, I went with the Oilers because Eddie George on the Titans, but Earl, I don't want to forget the Oilers. Earl Campbell for sure.
Mine is Derrick Henry, Titans. Denver Broncos.
Oh, Broncos. Steve Atwater.
Vaughn Miller.
That was my other choice. I have them both written down. Yep.
Kansas City Chiefs.
Willie Lanier.
That's a good one. That's a real good one, but I can't lie. Pat Mahomes. I love me some Mahomes. Las Vegas, Oakland, Los Angeles Raiders.
Howie Long.
That's a good one. Marcus Allen.
That was my other choice. It's funny. Yeah, that was my other choice. But they want to make it all running backs and, safeties. So, but go ahead.
Los Angeles / San Diego Chargers.
Running back, LaDainian Tomlinson.
Mine was tough because I love Dan Fouts, but I just remember as a kid when I started falling in love with football, that overtime game in Miami, Kellen Winslow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Cincinnati Bengals.
Anthony Munoz, I think the greatest offensive lineman in the NFL, in the history of the NFL.
Good one, but I'm going current, modern day again on this one, Joe Burrow.
Yeah, I know you love to Burrow.
Cleveland Browns.
This is a way back machine. Leroy Kelly.
Yeah, One of my mentors was his brother, Pat Kelly.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he went to Morgan, right?
Leroy did, yes. Yeah. I'm going not that far back. Bernie Kosar.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Jack Lambert.
Mine is Hayward. Modern day.
Mm-hmm.
I love Cameron Hayward. All right. And the Baltimore Ravens.
This was tough.
It was.
Because I love Ed Reed so much. Him and Ray, obviously. I'm going to have to go with Ed Reed.
You going with Ed Reed?
Yeah.
I love Ed Reed. I love Terrell Suggs, Ray Lewis, Jonathan Ogden.
That's what I mean. These guys are all like there.
I'm going Lamar.
Okay.
Lamar Jackson is my favorite Raven of all time. He is.
Hey, he's going to be in the Hall of Fame. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
410-583-1057. I wanted to leave room specifically for what you were just doing, Ed, because I want to circle it back. Give me your honorable mention list, the guys that was so tough for you to exclude from these teams.
Oh, boy. That's well, okay.
Because you named a couple of them.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. For me, it'd be like Nick Bonacani with the Dolphins,
right.
Jim Kelly with the Bills, the Jets. God, I mean, that's a tough one. Curtis Martin. Oh, God. Let's see. The Bengals, let me go bounce around. I'll just pick a couple of teams. The Bengals, I'd have to go with Boomer Esiason.
Yep. He was on my list, too.
Yep.
Boomer was.
He's a Terp, and he's a good person. Just for a lot of reasons, I just really liked him. For the Browns, I like Paul Warfield, who ended up with the Dolphins as well. But that's what I remember with the Browns. The Texans are too new. I mean, J.J. Watt's still my favorite there.
Well, I picked Deshaun Watson, but J.J. Watt was the other one on my list. For the Dolphins, it was tough because I wanted Dan Marino. For the Bills, it was tough because I love Jim Kelly. For the Steelers, they're picking – I love Hayward just because not only the player that he is, but the man that he is. Yeah. But it was tough because I wanted Kevin Green as well. For the Browns, it was a little bit tough too because there's so many there on that team that before him, Brian Sipes. I love Brian Sipes, the cardiac kid Browns.
Yes, yeah.
You know, as I said, with the Colts, there's a few Colts that I love as well. The Jaguars, Mark Brunell.
It's funny, I don't know about you, but the teams I like were tough. Like, the Oilers were tough for me. The Jets, obviously. You know, the Ravens. These are the teams that were tough for me to pick because I had so many favorite players on these teams.
My favorite player, my favorite Chief before Pat Mahomes was Derek Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you know, that was a tough one for me, too. So, and the toughest one, I think we both agree, were the Baltimore Ravens.
I mean, how do you not pick Ray Lewis? And the whole thing, it was tough. And I love Jonathan Ogden. He may be one of the nicest athletes I've ever met, besides being with the best left tackles ever. So,
410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Your boy Trippy is a trip. He got the right nickname. He's been texting me this morning about this list since we talked about it. But Trippy, I know you're listening because you always are. You're listening when I'm not listening. Trippy's texted me last night. And I know what Trippy's thinking. Trippy's thinking the game's over. It's only 11 o'clock. Rob ain't going to bed. Trippy, you got to understand something, though, man. I'm getting up at 2 a.m. here.
Yeah.
I got to bed after 10. It was closer to 11. Trippy's still texting me.
Yeah, well.
I love Trippy. Trippy, you know, you listen to the show, man. You know what time I had to get up. So we're going to hear his list. He's going to text us his list a little bit later. Oh, I should say call in and give us his list a little bit later. 410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Let's go to the phone lines right now and get him. What's up, Trippy?
Hey, hello. Hey, Rob, man, I don't want to hear about you. I go to bed, man. Let me tell you something, man. I was off yesterday. I could not go to sleep. I was tossing and turning. I was going on Facebook. I was on TikTok. I was on Twitter. I was on Snapchat. But look, though, right?
How about the man said he don't want to hear nothing about me having to go to bed?
Hold up, Rob. Hold up. You're messing up my Friday Eve.
Go ahead,
hey, man. What's up, Ben?
What's up,
Ben? What's up, Ben? I'm in my Antonio voice. What's up, Ben? But look, right? Hey, I'm ashamed that y'all said that y'all ain't nobody say Andre Johnson, man. How y'all ain't going to say Andre Johnson for the Texans?
We were saving it for you.
Crazy.
We were saving it for you.
And look, my favorite Raven of all time is Sean Heap. I like Sean Heap.
Really? Okay. That's what. Yeah. This is favorite player.
That's
this is
the one.
This isn't best player. This is a favorite player ever on a given team.
And I'm glad he said that, brought up Antonio, because I told you yesterday I forget what day it is, and I forgot to do this in the opening segment. This is a Thirsty Thursday. Ed Norris likes to call this day.
Friday, babe.
On the other side, Ed and I are going to give you our favorite NFC players from each team all time right here on The Fan.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus DNC supply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Favorite players all time, each NFC team. We gave you the AFC. Let's go NFC. NFC East, Ed Norris. I'm going Cowboys, Emmitt Smith.
I'm going Bob Lilly.
All right, New York Giants, this was tough for me and a lot of great players, but this is literally a family friend. Knew this guy when I was growing up, Harry Carson.
Oh, really? Yeah, great Giant, great person. I'm going to go Lawrence Taylor.
Going Lawrence Taylor? It's hard not to. Hard not to. This will shock you right here. Philadelphia Eagles, Deuce McAllister.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. I got to go Reggie White. He's the greatest Eagle in history. There ain't nobody like him. Some of the offensive linemen say he was the strongest person they've ever faced.
I can believe it. I can believe it. Philadelphia Eagles, who did I went with? I went with Donovan McNabb. Not Philadelphia. That's my second player. Washington Commanders, I'm sorry. Washington Commanders, I went with Doug Williams.
Oh, yeah, of course. I went with John Riggins. He's another one of these guys who was like Earl Campbell. Huge, strong, but people had no idea how fast he was. He was something else, man.
Donovan McNabb would have been my honorable mention for Eagles. Yeah, Doug Williams, you talk about someone changing the game.
Yeah.
Doug Williams changed the game.
He did.
You know, he did.
And my next door neighbor in Tampa.
Really?
When I first moved there, the brand new townhouse complex, I'm in the pool. The guy's got a Buccaneers cap on. I'm like, I have a Buccaneers cap on. It means nothing. It was him. I said, look, you look like, he goes, yeah, we just started chatting. It was when he came to work in the front office later on.
Chicago Bears, none other than the late, great Walter Payton.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough not to. I mean, I got to give Walter Payton was it for me. Yeah.
For the Lions, Calvin Johnson. Remember, Emmitt and Calvin is how we started this whole conversation a couple of days ago.
Oh, that's right, because mine was Barry Sanders.
Right.
And we saw, yeah, that's right. Yep.
So Barry Sanders is yours.
Yeah.
Green Bay Packers, Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers for me as well. Yep.
Yeah, he's just a man. He's an absolute clown, but he's a man. Vikings, Chris Carter.
I'm going way back. I'm going Alan Page.
Yeah. Was Alan Page the guy that ran to the wrong end zone?
No, that was Jim Marshall. Same line, but that was Jim Marshall. It was Alan Page, Carl Eller, Jim Marshall, and Gary Larson were the four the Purple People Eaters.
Atlanta Falcons, I'm going Deion Sanders.
That's who I went with. It's, I think he's the greatest Falcon in history. And there's some good. I mean, Michael Vick was on my list, Tommy Nobis, but Deion was number one.
Carolina Panthers, Julius Peppers.
Ah, he was my, he was my, I put, Luke Kuechly was my number one. Peppers, I was going to be between Peppers and Luke Kuechly.
New Orleans Saints, Drew Brees.
Same. And, you know, Cam Jordan if it was today, but Drew Brees.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Warrick Dunn.
Ah, yeah, it was a tie between John Lynch and Mike Allstott. I'll go with Allstott because, you know, he was different.
This one is another one that's going to surprise you. Arizona / St. Louis Cardinals, O.J. Anderson.
Really?
Who finished his career with the Giants. Yeah, O.J. Anderson. Loved him.
How come? I mean, just curious.
Again, goes back to my childhood when I start really, really falling in love with football when I was like 10, 11 years old.
Yeah.
When I start collecting football cards, he was one of the ones guys I had. And for some reason, the Cardinals, that's where they had Neil Lomax and I forget who the wide receiver was back then. They were on TV a lot for some reason, the afternoon football and for the 1 o'clock game. And I just kind of fell for him. I liked him. I also remember, I don't know if this was with the Cardinals or the Giants. Remember, he had a mild heart attack on the way to a game on the bus. I think he missed like 2 weeks and came back. I just remember all those things standing out. Yeah.
Yeah, mine, of course, is, you know, no surprise, Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah. Los Angeles / St. Louis, back to Los Angeles Rams. I'm going with Kurt Warner.
Yeah, he's obviously right up there. I'm going with Deacon Jones.
Yeah, it's hard to go against Deacon Jones. San Francisco 49ers, who you think, Ed?
CMC. Christian McCaffrey for me.
That's yours?
Yeah, I know who's yours. Yeah.
Man, that's blasphemy. That's blasphemy. CMC. It's Joe Montana.
Yep.
Joe Montana. Favorite player of all time. Joe Montana. Seattle Seahawks. This one was a little bit tough, but I'm going to the Wayback Machine on this one, too. I'm going Steve Largent.
Oh, one of my favorites. I went Marshawn Lynch. But again, we both see the position bias in our picks. But Marshawn Lynch for me.
410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Who were some of your honorable mentions?
Well,
you know what? And I'm glad I got a text. I said Deuce McAllister. I meant Deuce Staley. I'm sorry. Deuce Staley. Thank you very much for the correction.
Gotcha.
Deuce McAllister was one of my honorable mentions for the Saints. Deuce Staley. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, for me, there's a couple. I mean, I just picked a couple teams here. Cowboys, it was also Emmitt Smith was up there. Bob Lilly. And some of this because I'm older than everybody else. I've seen more players play. Bob Lilly was one of the best defensive tackles I've ever seen. But Emmitt Smith for sure. With the Lions, same thing. Was, you know, Megatron was my honorable mention. But between him and Sanders, I think two of the best to ever play for the Lions. The Bucks, I had Mike. Just John Lynch would be my, you know, honorable mention because Mike, Allstott, and John Lynch, two of the toughest players I've ever seen in the NFL. You got Leroy Selman as well. Would actually have an expressway named after in Tampa. Who was the first Hall of Famer from that team? So there was a lot. Roman Gabriel was one of mine from the Rams when I was.
That's
a kid.
Good one. You know, that's a good one.
Yeah. So those are some of my, you know, my.
Wasn't he also kind of groundbreaking? They threw the ball a lot with him too, didn't they?
Yeah. Yeah,
maybe not 4,000 yards, but they threw the ball a lot.
He was a big, strong quarterback time when they not everyone was that size, if I remember.
Yeah. It's a fun exercise, and we're going to see how much fun you're going to have with it because we want you to play along. 410-583-1057, that's the number, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. And I know a lot of you are going to call in and tell us what your favorite Raven is, and that's fine if you want to, but we talk Ravens all the time. I want our listeners to dive into some of these other teams.
Yeah, favorite NFL players.
Yeah, because you may jolt our memory with some guys, because I'm sure I did with some of these guys with you, and you did with me as well, Ed, like, you know, Warrick Dunn and Steve Largent. And you really got stuck on the O.J. Why did the O.J. Anderson one surprise you so much?
I don't know. I just didn't expect you. I just always expect you to go with, I don't know.
receivers and quarterbacks.
Quarterbacks in particular, yeah.
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 I just, that's just from my childhood. I'm not a big Cardinals fan anyway. And from my childhood, he's just one of those guys that just stood out for me. 410-583-1057. Want to hear from you. Your favorite players on other teams all time up next on The Fan. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Ed Norris broadcasting live from Baltimore. I am broadcasting live from the Odyssey Studios in Seattle. Jeremy Conner will be back tomorrow. Your favorite players, AFC, NFC, all time. Now, we can't get you to give the whole list. Just give us a player or two. Ed, real quick, O.J. Anderson in St. Louis. Mm-hmm. His first year, 1,600 yards. Second year, 1,300. Third year, 1,300. He had an off year in 82. I think that was the year he had the heart issues. He had 587. Then he came back in 83. He had 1,200 yards and 1,100 yards before finally moving on. But, yeah, he was in 8 years with the Cardinals. He had 7,999 yards, 1 yard shy of 8,000 yards in 8 years. And that's with the bad year of 82.
Yeah.
So he was legit.
No, very absolutely. It's just not used to you picking running backs.
Yeah, his longest career run, 76 yards, so he could scat, man. Let's go out to the phone lines. Rocky in Baltimore. What's up, Rocky?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Before I get to my player, Ed, how about them Yumbos?
I called yesterday. You did? You call in?
Yeah, right behind your text. I called to back you up. I said, yes, I remember that.
I heard you. Yes, I heard you yesterday. That's right. I worked at Burger King, my first job when I was a teenager. I played football. The manager let me eat one of everything for free.
Oh, my God. You know,
they were great. And Yumbos were my favorite.
Absolutely. On to my player. I can't believe you guys for the Browns, and I'm not a Browns fan, trust me. How about Jim Brown? That name never came up.
I never saw Jim Brown play. I can't pick a favorite player that didn't say play. Yeah, I never saw him play.
But yeah. I just thought I'd throw it in there.
Thanks. Yeah, this is a favorite player of all time. I never saw Jim Brown play, so he can't be my favorite player.
Yeah.
Mike in Pigtown. What's up, Mike?
Hey, good morning, Jim. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good. Doing well. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm just right. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to get the Ravens out of the way. It's Lamar, just like you, Rob. It's Lamar. But I do have just this all-time NFL player, and Damar Hamlin. That man lost his life on
that's
the
pretty
field
wild, yeah.
And came back.
That is.
Yeah.
Right? That is.
And, you know, and so I'm with toughness, and my second all-time is that Ronnie Lott, which is kind of equal. Man, that man got his finger cut off.
Just to play in a playoff game, Mike.
Yeah.
Just to play. Thanks a lot for the call, Mike. I got to say this, Ed.
Yeah.
Going back to Rocky's call. How can you debate somebody's favorite?
You can't. You know,
I can't believe you guys didn't say Jim Brown. I can't believe you
it's
don't.
It's not
you don't,
the greatest. Like,
how can, number one, even if I saw Jim Brown play, this is my favorite. Right.
I picked a special team. I picked a 5'9" gunner from the Bills as my favorite.
Steve Tasker.
Because he's born on April 10th birthday. He's 5'9". Undersized guy, 204 tackles as a gunner, 7 punt blocks in his career. He was an unusual player. He's not the greatest player. You got Bruce Smith and Jim Kelly and O.J. Simpson. I mean, but he's my favorite.
It's just funny for somebody to say, well, I can't believe you guys. It's my favorite.
Right. Yes.
But I can't choose Jim Brown as my favorite. You know what? I never saw him play.
Yeah, me either.
He retired before I was born or so early in my life that I just didn't see him. Let's go to Joppa and get Trey. What's up, Trey?
What's up, fellas?
What's up?
How much, man? What's up with you?
Great topic. I love going down memory lane, especially with this guy. We had season tickets for the Ravens ever since they got here. I've been going to games since I was 6. I've been lucky. I've been blessed. And we drafted this player when I was 8 years old, and he changed my life as Ed Reed.
Oh, yeah.
I always say he's my Michael Jordan of sports because when I was 8, that's kind of when I started understanding the game. You know, my dad put the ball in my hands, but Ed Reed helped me fall in love with it. I loved Ed Reed so much, I didn't appreciate Ray Lewis because I would go to games and I would be zeroed in on 20. I mean, the way he moved, his savviness. How smart he was. He was clever, man. He was like a fox back there.
Oh.
You know, he really just changed my life. That's my favorite player of all time.
Mine too. Think about what Belichick and Brady said. Brady said every time on the field, he had to know where's 20? Where's 20?
Yeah.
That's what all he was care about. Where's 20?
He's that guy.
Yep.
Let's go to Baltimore and get Mike. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Great.
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. I'll just give you a couple of them. Ed's AFC list was pretty similar because we're about the same age. But San Francisco Giants, Gene Washington, wide receiver, had a big afro. Yeah,
that's when when the Vikings had a Gene Washington, too.
Yeah, yeah.
San Francisco Giants?
49ers.
Yeah. 49ers, okay, all right.
Sorry, 49ers. Y'all know what I mean. Yeah.
No, I didn't. I didn't, because I don't know him. I didn't know whether he played for the Giants or the 49ers.
All right. 49ers, I'm sorry. He's a league official now, ain't he, or used to be, but Gene Washington. For Cowboys, it was Dorsett, and for the Vikings, it was Chuck Foreman, who was from Frederick.
Oh, yeah.
Chuck Foreman. Yeah. Hey, man, thanks a lot, Mike. I got this text in from James. James said, Cowboys, Everson Walls, 11 interceptions his rookie year, and 7 the next strike-shortened year. And he also played big for the New York Giants back when they won the Super Bowl with O.J. Anderson. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Let's go back to Baltimore and get Tony. What's up, Tony?
Not too much. How are you guys doing today?
Doing well, man.
Hey, I got two Redskins, John Riggins and going way too soon, Sean Taylor.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
AFC, Ernest Biner with the Browns.
You know what? I could see the Ernest Biner one because that era of Browns, he was kind of like the favorite son on that team so much that, you know, Art Modell kind of proved that. But he was – that's a good pick, though. That's a good pick. Thanks a lot for the call, Tony. I like what the one caller said. I think it was Trey. I love going back down memory lane. And that's what we thought with this. We thought people would love this topic because it's – number one, it's football. Everybody loves football. And it gives you a chance to talk about some people that you hadn't talked about in a while.
Yeah, and everybody else can participate because it's, you know, it's your favorite, not the greatest of the team history.
Joe in Towson. What's up, Joe?
Hey. Hello. The old school, Burt Jones with the Colts.
Yeah, great arm.
He was really good there for a couple of years. And for the Raiders, I take Ken Stabler. Just going back to my youth, memory lane, you know?
Yep, we're about the same age then.
Ken Stabler.
Yep.
Tony Lombardi hit me up. He said his favorite player, Colts player, Burt Jones. He said Burt Jones was John Elway before John Elway.
He had a rocket arm. Man.
Yeah.
He really did.
Yeah. It's tough to disagree with that one.
Yeah, we can't.
Injuries.
That's a team with Johnny Unitas. I mean, just so if you, what I mean is there's so many greats.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go to Rising Sun. Get Tom. What's up, Tom?
Well, I know I'm older than both of you guys. So, anyways, I like Roman Gabriel and Marilyn Olsen.
Oh, yeah.
Marilyn Olsen.
Well, I picked Roman Gabriel, and Marilyn Olsen was a linebacker to Deacon Jones. Yeah.
I don't remember Marilyn Olsen as a player. I remember him as an announcer. He's one of my favorite announcers.
Yeah, he was commercials for FDD Florist. Eh?
Yes. Yeah, somebody else, too. But, yeah, FDD Florist was didn't he for a while do the car rental, too?
He probably did a lot of them, yeah.
I thought he did car rental for a while.
And he was in movies. Wrong. He became an actor. Yeah.
He played in, what was the spinoff to the Waltons?
Little House on the Prairie, was in it?
No, was he the one with Michael?
Michael Landon?
Yeah, I thought he was. I don't know, I could be wrong. 410-583-1057 is the number. Anthony says he grew up a Packers fan, so he's going Brett Favre.
Yeah.
He's one of my least favorite players. You know that? I just wasn't a Brett Favre fan. Never was. It had nothing to do with, you know, the alleged things that he did off the field afterwards. Right. I just didn't like it. Just always saw him as a phony.
Well, yeah, this is as pure an opinion exercise as you can get. This is just, you know, your opinion, your favorite.
I love this one. Chargers. Someone said their favorite is John Jefferson.
Yeah.
John Jefferson. He got traded. I want to say he was traded to the Saints for Chuck Muncy.
Don't know.
I believe they traded him to the Saints for Chuck Muncy. Chuck Muncy came in and became a star with the Chuck Muncy was one of the first, well, not one of the first. He was one of the more popular at the time two-way backs in terms of catching the ball out of the backfield and being a
Hey, man, you're going way back. I go with Lance Allworth.
Ooh.
Bambi. One of the greatest Chargers of all time.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.